Denise and Dave, the suspect is in the country illegally after overstaying his visa from the United Kingdom. And despite questions about his mental state, tonight he remains behind bars.
We love our police.
Michael Sanford is escorted out of a Donald Trump rally in Las Vegas Saturday. Cameras were not allowed during a court hearing Monday, but inside, a federal prosecutor told a judge Sanford is a danger to the community after telling police he would try killing Trump again if he had the opportunity. During his arraignment, it was revealed Sanford was living out of his car and unemployed at the time of his arrest. His mom back home was reportedly sending him money and told prosecutors her son would skip town if he made bail. The prosecutor in the case also told the judge Sanford has never been diagnosed with a mental illness, but he is autistic and has tried killing himself in the past. He has also been treated for obsessive compulsive disorder and anorexia. Sanford's court-appointed attorney told the judge he has no criminal history and has an expired passport preventing him from leaving the country. The public defender wanted her client to be released to a halfway house. But the judge pointed to the allegations in a five-page federal complaint explaining Sanford's plan to shoot and kill Trump. The report says Sanford acknowledged he would be killed by law enforcement during his attempt on Trump's life. He reportedly also told investigators he visited the Battlefield Vegas gun range the day before the rally, where he fired 20 rounds. The allegations were enough for the judge to order Sanford to remain in federal custody.
We reached out to the Battlefield Vegas gun range, but they had no comment. Sanford has been charged with a felony count for act of violence on restricted grounds. He will be back in federal court July 5th.